Remember, we started the month looking at the subject of prayer. And this subject of prayer is one of the most important subjects in the kingdom of God. And like we said, you can never rise above your prayer life in the kingdom. It is impossible. And therefore, it's something that we need to pay all the attention to. Thank you, Jesus. And so we started the month looking at the definition of prayer. Why do we need to pray? And we were able to establish the fact that God made us, He gave us dominion, He gave us the right of rulership or authority over this earth. And therefore, every time we want Him to intervene here on earth, we have to call on Him. And we proceeded the second week to look at the place or the part of our life or our being that we use when we are praying mainly. Of course, when we are praying, a lot of time we know that if somebody is looking at us, they see our mouths moving or we are shouting, or sometimes when even when we don't talk at all. And we're able to understand that our heart is the altar that we use when communicating with God. Hallelujah to Jesus. And so today we want to proceed by looking at another angle to it. And let's go to the Word of God, to that scripture that we read at the beginning. Thank you, Jesus. The book of Luke chapter 11. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. Luke chapter 11 and in verse 1. I quickly read to save our time. Luke 11, starting from verse 1. It was the scripture that we read for our call to worship. It said, if you have a Bible that they marked Jesus' word with red, you will see that it was marked in red. So it was Jesus Himself that was speaking here. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. He said, and it came to pass that as He was praying in a certain place, when He ceased, one of His disciples said unto Him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught His disciples. And this one will suggest to us that definitely these people, they have been able to interact with the disciples of John. And they knew that John took time to teach his disciples how to pray. And he said, they watched Jesus. These people have been with Him for some years. And they have looked at Him that, every time this man, separates himself and comes back, He speaks to demons, go, demons, go. He speaks to door, closed. They discover that after he might have finished with this conversation with whoever he was communicating with, he doesn't come back the same. And so they jump into a conclusion and say, okay, let's ask about the secret of this man. Lord, teach us to pray. And Jesus did not say, oh my guys, what are you saying? This is normal. Just go and pray anyhow. And you get results. No. He did not rebuke them for that. How did you respond? Bible says in verse 2, and He said unto them, when ye pray. He did not say, if you pray. Whenever you pray, say, our Father. So He started explaining to them that they need to pray and how to pray. Of course, we have religiously turned it into a song or something that we just say, let's just chant it, our Father who art in heaven. I remember when we were growing up in school then, you have to know it. If you don't know it, the teacher will teach you a lesson. You know, but God, Jesus was not teaching us how to sing. He was teaching us a principle to follow when praying, which simply means that there is a principle or there is a way to pray to get results. It's not every prayer that attracts results. Hello?
Just like we know in the natural, movement does not equal to progress. Hello? Growth does not necessarily equivalent to development. Am I communicating?
Yes.
Movement does not necessarily equal to progress. Some people, they are just moving. They appear as if they are moving, but they are not making progress. So there is a particular way to move to get progress. There is a particular way to pray to get answers. And we have to have it at the back of our mind that prayers are meant to be answered. God does not stop our prayers. God does not delay answers to our prayers even. God is not asking us to pray so that we can push him to overcome his reluctance because he doesn't want to answer us. No. Hello? So there is how or there a way to pray to get answers. If you look at all the people that got answers in the Bible, including Jesus, they prayed the right way and they got the answers. And so, for us to get answers, like the Bible says that if you don't know the way, you will sweat. Hello? You know what the way the Bible put it? That I'm trying to paraphrase it. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Yes, he said, the laborers of the fools. Hello? He wearied them. Because he does not know the way. Have you ever tried driving to a place where you don't know you don't know the way? It could be so frustrating. Or if you are going to somewhere in Lagos, you know the Lagosians. You say, okay, I'm going to Apapa. Which way should I go? He said, just go to it. He doesn't know the place, but he wants to feel big. He said, just go there. You see yourself going. So it could be so frustrating when you don't know the way. That's what the Bible says, that the labor of the foolish wearied them. He's laboring, he's sweating, but there's no progress. He's moving, there's no progress. He's going from church to church. He's growing from one night prayer to one night prayer, but he's not getting results. Why? James chapter 5. And verse 13, thank you, Jesus. James 5:13, he said, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. He didn't say, oh, let him pretend as if there's no affliction. The affliction is real. Hello? Challenges are real. Enemies are real. But he said, don't keep quiet. Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Verse 14 said, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Verse 15 says, and the prayer of faith. See, the prayer of faith. The prayer of faith, not just any prayer, not a religious confession. The prayer that is being powered by faith shall save the sick. The word shall means of necessity. The sick will be saved. He said, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven of him. Now, he said, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. I like the way our brother put it, Brother Bowen said, we're talking about relationship. Because Jesus even said it, that when you are going to the altar to give your offering, if you have offense against anybody or unforgiveness, he said, don't waste your offering. Go back to that person. Sort it out first. It's not about just bold confession. Oh, that my neighbor didn't treat me well. I'm in the church now, I'm praying. The truth is that you can never have boldness to approach the throne of grace when your heart is not in good place, when you are harboring unforgiveness or offense. Hello? We try sometimes to do it, you know, let me confess loudly. You are just deceiving yourself. Because the more you confess, the more your heart will be pricked. Hello? The more the Holy Spirit will be pricking your heart and say, no, you can't continue with this. Hello? So he said, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. Now, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. That's where we are going today. He didn't just say any prayer. Like we said at the introduction aspect of it, Jesus did not say, no, you can just pray anyhow. You have your mouth, you have your scripture. Just say anything and God will what? We help you to put the words together. That's not true. In fact, the Bible made us understand that when we pray in the Holy Ghost, because he said, we do not sometimes know how to pray. We don't know how to articulate it because our limited mind lacks enough word to put together to pray, right? That's why he asks us to pray in the Holy Ghost. So that when, as we are praying in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit is taking hold of our vocal organ to voice it out, hallelujah, so that we can pray right. Hello? And you know, Jesus said, ask and you'll be given. He didn't say, no, pretend as if you don't have. You have to ask, because when you don't ask, you won't receive. You know, you can have a child at home, he may be looking moody and not happy. There may be something that he needs that you already have, but until he voices that, you may not know. Hello? Have you ever seen a certain situation where you have a relationship with your friend or your somebody and he's behaving somehow? You begin to wonder, what did I do to this person? Until he voices out, you can't know. And that's why Jesus asked us to voice, say, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. He said, knock and the door will be open unto us. But he said, the effectual fervent prayer. Remember last 2 weeks, we talked about fervent, that the word fervent comes from. It has the same origin as fever. How many of us have ever seen someone that has fever before? Hello? When somebody has fever, there is heat internally. That's why whenever you put thermometer on their body, the temperature increases. And if it is too much, it can lead to convulsion, isn't it? But this is in a positive sense. The word fervent is talking about the powerful, hot, burning, hot prayer that's coming from the heart of a righteous man. But it's not just hot prayer, not just a noisy prayer, not just about shouting, because Hannah did not shout. In fact, the person that was near to her did not even hear anything. They only saw her lips moving, but they couldn't hear anything from her. But the prayer was still fervent. So it's not about how loud the prayer is. Hello? It's not about the level of noise. It's not about how good you are in grammar. And like we have said, like the Yoruba people normally say that somebody whose hand is trapped in the door of a car, he doesn't have time for grammar at that time. He just speaks it anyhow. Help me, oh. Hello? So it's not about how loud. Hello? It's about fulfilling the will of God. But he said the effectual. What does it mean to be effectual? It means the effective prayer of effective hot, effective prayer or the righteous. Hello? To be effective means to be efficient. But how can our prayer be efficient then? The only way out is to know how it works. Because when you don't have the understanding of how it works, just like when you don't have the understanding about the ministry of angels, you can be deceived into worshiping angels. If you don't have an understanding of your authority as a believer, you can be deceived into being afraid of a demon. Hello? But when you have the understanding, it helps you. So we're talking about effective, fervent prayer. Hello? The word effective means capable of producing intended or expected results. So what kind of prayer are we then talking about? Thank you, Jesus. Let's quickly go to Jeremiah 29 again. Jeremiah 29, which is our anchor scripture for the month. Jeremiah 29, we have it on the screen. Thank you, Jesus. Starting from verse 11. Jeremiah 29, 11. He said, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord. Thought of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me. He's talking about prayer. He said, you will call on me. And you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Remember he said to Abraham that his children would be in slavery for 400 years. And after 400 years, what happened? They had to call on God and say, oh God of Abraham, O God of Isaac, O God of Israel, remember us. And God said, I heard the cry of my people. And then he called somebody, called Moses. He said, now go and deliver my people. So until you call, God cannot hear. I see God hearing your call today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He said, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, said the Lord. And I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, said the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away, because ye have said the Lord has raised us up prophets in Babylon. What I'm trying to say is that we need to call on him. Let that one sink into our hearts. Hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
Call on him. Jesus said, your father knows your need. You have needs. Don't pretend. Hello?
Hi.
Call on God. But there is a way to call on him to get results. And we know, of course, from the prayer life of Jesus that he prayed to get results. And that's why I want us to quickly look at different kinds of prayers that we have. Because when you assess the situation, you know, whenever you are passing through a thing, if you want to pray, don't rush into prayer. It's better to pray for 10 minutes or for 5 minutes and get results than to stay all night and waste your time. Hello? Do you know it is possible for somebody to pray all night and still waste his time? Hello? It is possible. It is quite possible. Like we said, movement does not necessarily equal to progress. And so, when you analyze the situation, you know the type of prayer that you need to pray to get the result, and you understand the rule that guides that kind of prayer, so that you can follow the rule and get quick results. Thank you, Jesus. So, what are the kinds of prayer that we have? And remember, put it at the back of your mind also, that you know, I know that we are all smart people here. You're not going to say, okay, God, I've come to pray this kind of prayer and start numbering and giving the names of the prayer. No. It is to be able to analyze the situation. What kind of prayer do I have to pray for? For example, if you are having challenges in your body and you are praying the kind of prayer that says, Lord, if it is your will, heal me, you are wasting your time, sir. Hello? Because when you say, if it is your will, heal me, you are saying that, God, I don't have faith. Hello? Hello? No, let's not play religion here. Everyone that came to Jesus, the Bible said that whosoever comes to God must believe that he is. And he is the rewarder of those who would diligently seek him. You must believe. There is a kind of prayer that you pray that you say, Father, if it is your will. But it is not that kind of prayer, because you know that it is his will for you to be healed. Hello? It is not the will of the Father for you to be sick. Sickness does not come from God. God is never the source of your sickness. The devil is the source. Hello? And so when you are going to go and say, oh God, if you like, please hit me. You know, it's just like you're somebody coming to you and say, okay, brother, I know you have something, but you're a wicked person, and you know you may not like to give it. But if you like to give me, give it to me now. Will you give it to him? He will say, this one, next person. Hello? And so, what are different kinds of prayer that we have? Number one is prayer of agreement. See, prayer of agreement. According to Matthew chapter 18, verse 18 to 20. Prayer of agreement. We have what we call prayer of agreement. And remember that Jesus prayed and he got answer for all his prayer. So, we're going to want to analyze the kind of prayer that he prayed and then look at the principles that he followed so that we can get the result. And you will get the result in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Your testimony will abound for all to see in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The heaven will open upon you for the release of your expected result in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Remember Jesus when he was being baptized. The Bible said he was praying. Others were being baptized. They just thought, they look at it as just a shower. Hello? But he didn't enter the water just like any other person. The Bible said he was praying and the heaven opened. I see the heaven opening upon you for the release of your expectation in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know, when Jesus prayed and the heaven opens, you know what the voice came out?
And he said, "This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him." Everything we hear you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, to hear him means listen to him, respond to him. As you are praying, I see every situation responding to you in the name of Jesus Christ. So we have what you call the prayer of agreement. He said in Matthew 18:18, he said, "Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you that if two," say "if two," he said, "if two or if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven." Verse 20. Thank you, Jesus. He said, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." So the prayer of agreement talks about you agree with somebody in faith to ask for something. Hello? It involves two or more people in agreement to ask for definite things. For example, you have issues, maybe with your job, and you ask your brother, "Brother X, please, can you agree with me? Let's intercede for this situation." I remember when I was believing God for the breakthrough for my younger brother's marital issue. I did pray an agreement with Brother Bonwell that, okay, let's agree and be interceding for this person. And so, for months, we are praying for the breakthrough of that person. We had the agreement that this is a definite thing. Hello? So which means when you are praying the prayer of agreement, you have a definite thing that you need. You must identify what you need. Don't go and say, "Okay, oh, Sister X, so please, can you pray with me?" Pray with you for what? That what? That I don't even know. Then let's do that. Maybe fix another day to meet. Hallelujah. So prayer of agreement involves two people or three people coming together to agree concerning a particular thing and then releasing their faith to believe. It simply means that the person you are praying with must be somebody that you know, that he has faith, he believes in what you believe in. It's not only that when you finish praying, you say, "Oh, don't mind him. He asked me to agree with him to pray for a promotion. Is he the only one?" Don't mind him, Jerry. It's nonsense. That kind of prayer cannot be answered. Hello? Which also necessitates that relationship. Hello? So, when you pray the prayer of agreement, you agree. And this is so important, especially for couples. You know, one of the greatest bonds on earth is the bond between husband and wife. Hello? And so, when you have something, when you have a need, and husband and wife come together to pray to God and agree for that thing, you will see that they will get speedy answers. And that's why it is worth paying the price, every price, to make sure that there is peace in your home. So that when you agree with your husband or with your wife concerning a thing, then the heaven will open up in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The two people, they see a thing as a sin. And once this is in place, you will secure heaven's backing. I see you securing heaven's backing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Remember, you have to believe. The two of you have to believe in that thing. You cannot go to somebody that doesn't believe in what you believe in. The Bible says that the companion of the fool shall be destroyed. He who walks with the wise shall be wise. You cannot go to somebody that doesn't believe in financial breakthrough, for example. Who somebody that believes that God is giving him poverty so that he can learn to serve God and ask him to believe God for your bills, for God to open the door, for you to pay your bill. They will send a reminder to you many times, because that kind of prayer, he won't be answered. So you must agree with somebody that knows he sees things the way you are seeing it. And who else is in that position apart from your spouse and someone that is even also close to you? May God help us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. What are the benefits of prayer of agreement? Genesis chapter 11, verse 6. We don't need to open. Let me just mention that. You see that nothing is restrained from you when you pray the prayer of agreement. Authority, you have the
authority to stop the works of the devil. Because the Bible said that one shall chase 1,000 and two will chase how many? 10,000. Because you have the multiplied effect of your agreement. When you chase a person alone with your anointing, you are only able to stop 1,000. But say when you come back together with another person in prayer of agreement, you are able to stop 10,000. Have you ever watched the documentary about lions and the way they work? Have you ever seen a single lion that has a capacity to bring down a big elephant? No, he can't. Which part will he hold? Hello? If you see a very big elephant, some elephant, their leg is bigger than the whole lion. So where will he hold? But you see, a group of lions, no, they can bring down elephants at any time. Hello? And so when you combine with somebody with the same mind, you see the effect being multiplied greatly. So there is advantage in that. Bible says that where two or three are gathered in my name, I will be there. So you see that one of the benefits of prayer of agreement is you see you enjoy divine presence cheaply. May God help us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Another type of prayer, and as we are mentioning them, you know, it is to remember that it is to be able to identify the situation and see the type of prayer that is relevant for that situation. Thank you, Jesus. Number two is the prayer of petition. See, prayer of petition. How many of us know about petition? You know, when somebody is something is happening around you and you say, okay, I will petition the government. That's very common in the Ekiti state, isn't it? May the Lord bless Ekiti in Jesus' name. We have a lot of professors there who are super specialized in that. Petition means an earnest request, especially to God. Hello? When you have your needs being deprived, you go to God to petition God that, oh God, see what is happening to me. Like the writer of that scripture said, he said, have respect unto thy covenant, because the dark places of the earth is full of the habitation of cruelty. Remember when David was being chased around by enemies? He made a petition to God. He said, oh God, will you not deliver me? Will you not see what is happening to me? How will these people continue to torment their life? And heaven said, he must respond. So petition means to go to God to ask for a specific need of yours that you discover from the scripture. Hallelujah. Just like the people prayed unto God, they say, 70 years is passed. We cannot continue in slavery. Lord, you must show up in our life. Something must happen. And they petition God. I see God answering speedily all your petitions in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You can petition God concerning your job. You can petition God concerning your family. You can petition God concerning even your brother that are not saved. Thank you, Jesus. If you don't know what you are looking for and how to say it, you better don't enter into this kind of prayer, because you are praying quoting the scripture that it is written. You know, just like Ezekiel. Remember King Ezekiel? The prophet went to him and gave him that bad news and said, gather your house in order. You are departing. Say, this sickness, you will not recover. How did he respond? Started crying. Even if it's somebody else, you say, please help me call my lawyer and let me read my will again. That Mercedes Benz, who did you give it to? Oh, that's that land in Niger, who did you give it to? No, he didn't do that. Bible said, immediately the prophet departed, he faced the wall and petitioned God. And said, no, Lord, why will you deprive me of the residue of my year? Because he knew from the scripture that the Bible said that minimum age is how many? 75. He wasn't up to 75. So he petitioned heaven and said, heaven, you can't cheat your son. You can't do this. Oh God, my father, according to your word. And heaven said, Isaiah, you're a great prophet, though. I know you heard me well, but go back. I see every negative report being changed to favor you today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. As you are petitioning God for your expectation, I see heaven opening up for the release of the answer in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So remember that when you discover your need that is being withheld in any quarter, petition heaven. Ask heaven to invade that office, to unseat that allegory or whoever that doesn't want to treat your file. Ask heaven to invade that department, that man that will not allow you to be promoted, that he be unseated. Hello? You petition heaven that, this one has been taking advantage of me all along. My Lord, my God, deliver me, deliver my family in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. I like the testimony of one family. They were living a part of U.S. that the drug people, they were just having their ways anyhow and just manipulating and just messing up that area. And one day, the family rose up and said, enough is enough. And started walking over the land, over that area, and praying the Holy Ghost. No, enough, enough, enough of all this nonsense. Suddenly, the head of that gang was arrested. Bam, they remove him. The second one, bam, they remove him. And the place become peaceful. God is waiting on you to petition him. That's why he said, ask. See how we ask. See how we ask. See how we ask. And my God will respond to me in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So learn to petition God. And remember, you discover your future in the scripture. And you then take that one to God. Hello? You take it to God that according to what was written in the word, in the scripture, you say you will supply all my needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I should not be begging to pay my house rent. Lord, show up. That is petitioning. Hello? Lord, according to your word, you said that the generation of the upright shall be mighty. This my child that is becoming that wants to become the omega of the class by coming last. It should not continue. Breed upon his reasoning faculty. Hello, you pray, you petition heaven according to the promise. Say, Lord, you said according to your word that I shall be the head and not the tail. Why is it that this business is crawling? Show up, Lord. You petition heaven and heaven will show up in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Remember, decide what you want. Don't go to God with that kind of ambiguity and say, oh, God, bless me. Bless me for what? What do you want? Hello, be specific. Be specific. When you pray the kind of prayer, you be specific what you want. And you ask heaven. Locate the scripture that backs it up. Release your faith. And you ask and remember to give glory to God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Another type of prayer. Let's just look at one or two more before we land up for today. Thank you, Jesus. It's called what you call the prayer of unity. Say the prayer of unity. Prayer of unity talks about, it's just like a prayer of agreement, but involves more people. Hello? Like the one we pray in the church. No, like I said last week, the one of the reasons why we put this thing on the screen is for us to pray towards the same goal. Like we will not be saying, oh God, heal your people. And somebody say, hey, in Jesus' name, the money I asked for, give me all. That's not prayer of agreement. We are crying for the same thing. Remember when James and John and Peter, they hit somebody and the elders became angry and they said, no, we will stop you. Do not, after flogging them, he said, do not heal again. Do not do anything in the name of this person. And they went back to their camp. Bible said, they lifted up their voice. God does not have problem with grammar. Normally, it's supposed to say their voices. Isn't it? For said their voice, which means they were united in purpose. The voice became one. The voice was, it became one. So when the church is saying, oh God, you must deliver Sweden from the hand of the demonic agencies that are camping in this ground, you see heaven moving. Hello? Lord, uproot every altar of Satan in this nation. As you are praying the prayer of unity, you see what? Heaven moving to do something. Thank you, Jesus Christ. You know, it carried tremendous power because a lot of people are involved who are united in faith, in prayer, and in vision. Hello? That's why the devil is afraid of a united praying church. Not the church where they are fighting. Oh, you know, this is my kingdom. Oh, why did you go to attend that pastor's meeting? Do you want to leave this church? You know, places where they are not placing the kingdom issue above every personal issue. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. So when the church is united, and that's why it goes around making us to argue concerning doctrines, making us to argue concerning trivial things. Like I said, when we were growing up, you know, the fight in the church then, when we were growing up, was issue of hallelujah. It can be so trivial that's okay. They said, one group said that we should not be shouting hallelujah in the church. Another group said we are free to shout hallelujah. Somebody said, oh no, those Alakataki Tessin, all those young boys that are shouting hallelujah, they have brought heresy into the church, and the church split it. Just issue of hallelujah. How can that kind of church chase the devil? The devil will whip them like anything because they are powerless. A divided church is a powerless church. And that's why the devil is also having a free day even here now. But as I don't leave it, every demon of division is hereby cursed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Remember when we were praying for this nation sometimes, 2007, the Lord said, and 2012, He said, deal with the forces that is capturing the body of Christ first. Without dealing with that, there can't be growth. Because this church say, okay, okay, you have a program. The Lord bless you. But inside him, he say, don't mind them. They will fall like us. I've seen situations where you tell somebody that we are in Sweden for this. I was there before. They can work in that place. Ministry, I packed up because it's not working. That's not United Church. But as the Lord lives, because you belong to new generation, the generation that they have been filled with the Holy Spirit, I see God using you to move in the things in this nation in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
In John chapter 3 and verse 8. Thank you, Lord. He said, but let man and beast, Jonah chapter 3 and verse 8. You remember when the Lord told Jonah to go to Nineveh? He said, go and preach to them. You know, Nineveh was full of evil. They were doing all manner of evil. and the Lord called his servant Jonah. I said, Jonah, go and preach in Nineveh. He said, Nineveh, I don't like that place. So he took off to another place. That's a long story anyway. How they threw him out of the earth into the water and the fish swallowed him. But eventually when he obeyed God and went, you know, he preached one of the shortest messages in the Bible, but one of the most effective. He said, Nineveh will be overturned if you don't repent. He kept on saying the same thing, saying the same thing. And they said, God is coming, oh, have mercy. Bible said, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn everyone from his evil way and from the violence that is in their hands. He said, who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger that we perish not? And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not. You see, they prayed to the extent that even animals were fasting to join them. That's a very, very strange order of revival. They say, all you chicken, all you donkeys, even dogs that like food so much. No food today. We are fasting. They pray together and heaven opened for his mercy. I see heaven opening up for mercy upon your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I see the mercy of God visiting your family in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So the main difference between prayer of agreement and prayer of unity is just in the number. Prayer of unity involves multitudes. You can see people coming to pray for a nation. You can see multitude praying even for a person. You can see multitude of people coming together to pray for a particular thing. May God help us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Another kind of prayer is prayer of consecration. See, prayer of consecration. Consecration means to be, it means prayer of dedication, or means to be deadly committed. The prayer of consecration is a prayer that you pray when you don't, when you want to find out the perfect will of God in a particular way. You don't want to take a step against the will of God. So when you want to pray prayer of consecration, for example, you want to move to another city. You want to move to another job. You want to move into another thing. You consecrate, means you set yourself apart to seek the face of God and say, Lord, what must I do? Should I pursue? Just like David. He said, shall I pursue these people? Will I overtake? He didn't say, these people came to steal my wife and my children. Now, bring my gun. I will follow them. He may end up joining them in the pit. May you never take any step that will wreck your destiny in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So, prayer of consecration talks about setting yourself apart to seek the face of God concerning a particular thing. So, you see now that at one way or the other, at one time or the other, we need all these prayers. Hello? But when you understand the type of prayer that you need to pray and the rules that guide that prayer, then you will be able to get fast results. May you never waste your time in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This is prayer to get clear picture, to know where, when, and how. Asking God for specific thing. Hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
This is very important. Why? Because God will only make provision for the vision that he has ordered. Hello? He said in Isaiah 48, he said, they thirsted not when I led them through the desert. He said he caused the water to gush out. So without you following his instruction, God will not follow you to a place he has not directed you to. God will not finance a project he has not ordered. So don't just say, it's a good thing to just go do this project. This is what everybody is doing, and let me go to go for it. No, ask specific question. Because there is a way that seemeth good to a man, but end of it is death. May you not be destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We have what we call the prayer of worship. That where you worship God, you just go to his presence, you are not asking for anything, you are just appreciating him, you are just calling him names, the Ancient of Days, the Lamb of Tribe of Judah, the Omnipotent God, the Rose of Sharon, you speak your dialect, you just worship him, And as you are doing that, he will step in like he did for Solomon and say, my son, what do you want? I see God giving you that kind of blank check in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So, the last one, thank you, Jesus, that we are touching today, is what we call the prayer. Okay, let's do the prayer of importunity. Say the prayer of importunity. Thank you, Jesus. The prayer of importunity, we have that example in the book of Luke, chapter 11, the one that we read. Thank you, Jesus. You know, that guy kept on coming again and again for the same thing. Hello? He said, can you give me food? What was he asking for in that scripture that Brabon read for us? Bread. He said, for a friend of mine is in journey, is come to me. That's in 11 verse 6. For a friend of mine in journey is come to me, and I have nothing to say before him. So he give me something. He said he will not give him just because he's his friend, but because he kept on asking. Hello? He kept on asking. Why do we need to do that? Does it mean that God doesn't answer us whenever he hears immediately? No. You remember that if you want to bring down a house, and you are using hammer, for example, the first time you hit it, did something happen? You know, you may not see, but inwardly, the structure of that thing is what is becoming weaker and weaker and weaker. Let's stand up. Hello? So when you pray prayer of importunity, every time you go to God, you know, something is being deployed. Just like the issue of revival in the land. You are praying, oh God, save Africa. Oh God, save Sweden. You keep on praying. And as you are praying, gradually, he's doing something. He may start with just going to the Riksdag, or what they call it, the parliament, and changing the one that is in charge. Another time, when you pray, you see him going and moving more people to support the motion of that person. And that's why you have to continue. That's why the Bible says that man ought to pray and do not, and cease it not, and not give up. So that's what we call prayer of importunity. You say the same thing. It's not vain repetition, because vain repetition means praying against the will of God. Hello? That's what the Bible says, praying repetition. Or praying when God has given you the specific result. For example, when you say wait, you know, somebody may believe in God for a husband. And God say, wait, maybe he's working on the same man that he has prepared for you. Maybe at that point, the man was just looking at a fair, light complexion girl. Hello? But the girl that is praying is dark. And God will be working on the heart of the person. So God is waiting. So when you are praying, and God say ask you to wait, you don't say, okay, you'll be thanking him for it. So prayer of opportunity means you are asking for something and pressing and pressing and pressing. Hello? Vain repetition. Let's get the difference. Vain repetition means praying from your head, not from your heart. You know, people do it. They say, okay, let's pray now. Pray that door open in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. But inside his heart, he doesn't even believe. That's very repetition. So, but prayer of importunity is asking for something again, and pushing until the result comes. The word importunity simply means worrisome persistence. You know, even our children, they do that. They say, Papa, you say no. I'm thinking about it. He comes back. Daddy, that bicycle that I said. One day you go to the shop and say, he just paid our leave bonus. This boy, no kill me, Jerry. take your bicycle. Hello? But it's, of course, not like that with God. But every time we pray, something is happening. Every time we pray, something is happening. You can't talk about persistent demand. You persist. You demand for your right. Did you understand this now? So every time there is a need, don't assume and say, oh, God understand. No. Pray the right kind of prayer. Remember, there's also what's called the prayer of intercession. You intercede. You stand in the gap. Hello? Intercede for others. Don't be selfish. Hello? You remember Job? God answered him when he prayed for others. That's one of the type of prayer. Because of our time, we couldn't go into details into that. But it's called prayer of intercession. That is standing in the gap. We intercede for others. There are times when God will wake you up. You pray for your neighbor. Maybe he's in danger somewhere. Hello? Maybe something is about to happen. And as you are praying, the angels will be moved. Because remember that prayer is giving earthly license for heavenly intervention. And that's why God is waiting for somebody to pray. Hello? So until you pray, the situation in your city, the situation in your family will not change. Let's begin to give him God praise. Let's magnify him. Let's thank him even for the level of answers that we have received. There is no answer that we receive for our prayer that we qualify for in any way. It's by his mercy. Let's just thank him. Let's magnify him. Let's exalt him. Let's give him thanks. And thank you, for you are the God that answers prayer. Thank you. You are the God that answers prayers. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you adoration. Thank you. You are the God that answers prayers. You are the God that answers prayers. We give you thanks. We bless your holy name. We worship you. We honor you. We adore you. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. You know, like the prayer of importunity is very, very suitable, especially when you are believing God for the salvation of somebody. I remember my mom would not let go. Every time I say, okay, Femi, what about all this thing? I say, oh, one day I was so pushed. I said, Mommy, don't worry. When I'm like 50 years, 60 years, I will think about going to church that time. You know. But the woman will not give up. She kept on saying, Femi, you will serve God whether you like it or not. See, she kept on pushing. She kept on pushing. This boy must be saved. Lord, arrest him. Lord, reveal yourself unto him. Hello? I want us to take time to pray right now. Who is maybe your neighbor, maybe a member of your family, that you are believing God for his salvation. I want us to pray that their eyes of understanding will be enlightened. They have been nice to you, but they are not saved. Maybe they are even part of your family, very close. They're not saved. They are serving God. I mean, they are serving another God. Some are even involved in religion, but it's not saved. Of what use is wasting time in religion and not being saved? Hold us to pray. Lord, open their eyes of understanding. Draw them to you. Take authority over every spirit that is blindfolding them. Because the Bible made us to understand that if this gospel be hid, it is hid from those whom God, the God of this world, is blindfolding, is keeping their eyes from seeing the gospel. Hold us to pray. Lord, open their eyes of understanding. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every believer, every unbeliever around us, I want us to pray. Pray for your brother. Pray for your sister. It may even be your parent. Pray that their eyes of understanding will be enlightened. It will be so wonderful to get to heaven and to see us and see each other. I want us to pray. Lord, open their eyes of understanding. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let your kingdom come in their lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we pray that the eyes of understanding of our brethren be enlightened to see the light. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, mercy. Setaya rengada baba le soto kerebere li soto pa yagada rita baba le koto somee inkapra katavareya. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. As we close, we pray for prayer of importunity for ourselves again right now. What is that thing that has been hanging? You know, he said, you have been hanging around this mountain enough. What is that thing? You have prayed. It seems as if the result is not coming. But I'm telling you that heaven will visit you today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Bible said Jesus prayed and the heavens opened and the voice came and he said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. He said, hear him. Everything will respond to you today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So I want us to pray. What is that thing? Hand it over to God right now. Say, God, answer me. God, show up mightily in this area. You are the one that knows that area. I may not know it, but I want you to present it to God. Ask God to show up in your family issue. Ask God to show up concerning your career. Ask God to show up concerning the life of your children. Ask God to show up concerning your health. You should not be a guinea pig in the hand of the doctor. Let God take care of that situation and don't hand it over to God. Hand it over to God. Let God show up in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let God show up in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let God show up in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh God of heaven, show up mightily in the life of your people in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I will advise us that don't let this week pass. Thank God that we've been sending the prayer points for the weeks, for the day unto us. Take advantage of it. If God says we should focus the issue of prayer, especially this month, he wants to do something in our lives. And I see God answering you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. God of heaven, every expectation of your people, let it turn to miracles in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The same God that turned again the captivity of Zion will turn your captivity in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Everything that has been making you to weep, the God of heaven will visit you this week and give you a testimony to share in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Every issue that has been making people to mock you, I decree that the mercy of God visit you today in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The same God that did wonder in the life of Mary, that same God will visit you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The same God that turned around the situation of Ezekiah, I decree that God will visit you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That same God will remove every hindrances from your way in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Bible said concerning Lazarus, he was stinking. In fact, the people that called for the master to come, they were the same people that say, if you have come earlier, it will have happened. Maybe the people around you, they are telling you that it is too late for you. But as the Lord liveth,
That same God that rewrote the destiny of Lazarus will reverse your case in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
No matter how bad that situation may be, the same God who is the source of life, who is the source of eternal life, will visit you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I cover you with the blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
I cover your family with the blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
I cover your destiny with the blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
You will surely have testimony to share in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Blessed be your name, Lord.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to this message. However, I want to remind you that God loves you so much that He gave His only begotten Son for the entire world, including you, to be saved from sin and all its consequences. It therefore does not make any sense to spend the next minute of your life without accepting Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. God bless you as you believe and confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior right now. Hallelujah.